Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Had approved a contract last month for a flood warning system to help with emergency response along the Guadalupe River.
They planned a, quote, kickoff meeting for mid-July, we're told, and approved $73,000 for a company to develop a flood warning system in Kerr County. It was not for sirens or a system to warn the public directly, but a dashboard to allow emergency managers to view real-time stream flow and rainfall data. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In New Mexico, at least three people died last night after a storm triggered historic flooding in a village that was scarred by last year's wildfires. President Trump posted new tariff letters on social media warning a half dozen countries, including Algeria, Iraq, and the Philippines. Tariff rates will go up on August 1st if they don't finalize a deal. Michelle Franzen, ABC News. On Capitol Hill, the former White House physician for President Joe Biden appeared for a GOP House deposition today into Biden's health. The doctor did not respond to multiple questions.
His attorney says the former president's physician cited two bases for refusing to answer lawmakers' questions: doctor-patient confidentiality and the Fifth Amendment's protection against self-incrimination. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer.
What Dr. O'Connor did today only added fuel to the fire that there was a cover-up.
But the panel's vice-ranking member, Texas Democrat Jasmine Crockett, said Kevin O'Connor should never have been expected to violate his patient's privacy.
There at least was one person in the room that understands what an oath is, and that was the doctor.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
New data from the CDC shows one in three teenagers now has prediabetes. With prediabetes, blood sugar levels are high, but not high enough to be considered type 2, which is linked to heart disease and other conditions. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Increasing clouds tonight with a low of 62. Spotty showers possible in the morning tomorrow. Then partly sunny and more muggy with more rain and thunderstorms sparking in the late afternoon with a high of 85. And scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night with a low of 66. Currently in Richland Center, it's becoming mostly cloudy. The winds are out of the southwest at 3 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 82 degrees.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A man died Saturday night in a firework accident. At approximately 9:55, deputies of the Sauk County Sheriff's Office responded to an address on Mini Creek Road in the town of Laval for the report of a person injured by a firework. Upon arrival, deputies located Jeremiah McQuiston, 46, of Laval. McQuiston had sustained injuries to the upper part of his body, as well as a significant injury to his right wrist. Bystanders had already begun life-saving measures and were assisted by the responding deputies. Laval Fire, Laval First Responders, and Reedsburg EMS arrived shortly after and continued life-saving measures, which were unsuccessful, and Jeremiah McQuiston was pronounced dead at the scene. Officials in two counties are investigating after two people were found dead in Dane County and a third person died after a standoff with law enforcement in Vernon County Tuesday afternoon. A man was sought by the Dane County Sheriff's Office after a man and woman were found dead at a home in the town of Middleton. The suspect fled west on Highway 14 and was later found south of Viroqua, where he took his own life after a standoff, according to Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson. Highway 14 was closed in Vernon County for over 3 hours. A man has died following an altercation. The Grant County Sheriff's Office, Bagley First Responders, and West Grant EMS were dispatched to the area behind Shipwreck Bar in the River of Lakes section of the village of Bagley for an individual in need of medical attention the morning of June 29th, around 12:45. The person had been involved in an altercation outside of the bar. When deputies arrived, they began gathering information and speaking to people involved. Jeffrey Cornell, 65, of Fenimore, was transported to Crossing Rivers Health Center in Prairie du Chien and later transferred to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. On Monday, June 30th, after being released from the hospital, Cornell was found deceased at his home in Fenimore. Jeffrey Cornell was taken to UW Health University Hospital in Madison for an autopsy. The Sheriff's Office is working with the Grant County Coroner's Office and the UW Hospital to determine the cause and manner of his death. This process could take several weeks to complete. As a result of the initial investigation, Jason Britton, 34, of Kelowna, Illinois, was taken into custody and booked into the Grant County Jail for one count of disorderly conduct. Britton was able to post bond and was later released. This incident remains under investigation, and the Grant County Sheriff's Office is still requesting that anyone with information pertaining to this incident contact them at 608-723-2157. A 43-year-old Lone Rock man is facing multiple charges after leading law enforcement on a high-speed chase early Monday morning in Iowa County. According to the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, the incident began around 5:30 when a deputy observed a vehicle traveling 106 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone on Highway 23 near Nelson Road in the town of Dodgeville. Despite the deputy activating emergency lights and sirens, the driver continued at a high rate of speed before finally coming to a stop near Gold Mine Road. The driver, identified as Tyson Edward Rogers, admitted to the excessive speed. A records check revealed that Rogers is currently out on felony bail in Sauk County and is also on probation and parole. The Department of Corrections was contacted and confirmed a hold would be placed. Tyson Rogers was taken into custody without incident and transported to the Iowa County Jail. He is facing charges including fleeing or eluding an officer and felony bail jumping. A court appearance is scheduled for August 12th. Members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force, known as Wisconsin Task Force 1, are currently on their way to Texas to assist with search efforts following devastating flooding in portions of the state. Five members of Wisconsin TF1, as well as three canines, left Wisconsin Tuesday morning from the Regional All-Climate Training Center located at Volk Field in Camp Douglas. The team also brought specialized equipment to assist with search efforts, including a utility all-terrain vehicle and medical supplies. The task force members are expected to arrive in Texas today. The Texas Division of Emergency Management made the request through the Emergency Management Assistance Compact, which is a nationwide mutual aid system. They requested Wisconsin TF1 for 14 days, but the request may be shortened or lengthened based on need. Wisconsin TF1 includes members from the fire departments across the state and limited-term employees of the REACT Center. The members that were deployed were from the REACT Center and the Green Bay, Janesville, and Menominee fire departments. A suburban Milwaukee businessman, former Navy SEAL, and political newcomer entered Wisconsin's race for governor today, likening himself to President Donald Trump and promising a Wisconsin First agenda. Bill Berrien, age 56, becomes the second Republican to announce for the 2026 contest. Berrien served 9 years as a Navy SEAL and has been owner and CEO of Pindell Global Precision and Liberty Precision Manufacturers of Precision Machine Components in New Berlin for the past 13 years. He is married and has 2 children. Berrien formed a political action committee earlier this year that has raised $1.2 million since April. Berrien joins Washington County Executive Josh Schumann as the only announced candidates for the race. Numerous other Republicans are considering a run for governor next year, including U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, who represents northern Wisconsin, State Senate President Mary Falsowski, and 2-time losing U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde, a Madison businessman. This is Berrien's first race for office, and it's the first statewide campaign for both he and Schumann. Democratic Governor Tony Evers, age 73, has not yet said whether he will seek a third term, but indicated this week he will announce his decision this month.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on Careers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green, died Friday after a courageous battle with progressive supranuclear palsy. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers and plants, donations may be made to St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church, Smile Train, Camp Hope, or Cure PSP. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green. Ethan Richard Pepper, 22, of Reedsburg, died Saturday as the result of an accident. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until 10:45. Ethan Richard Pepper, 22, of Reedsburg. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois, died May 21st. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Cards may be sent to Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center. For Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village following a year-long battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center United Methodist Church, followed by burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the Richland Center United Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family asks that memorial contributions be made to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Pine Valley Foundation. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri, died June 11th at home. Funeral services will be at noon Saturday at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri. Leona L. Kelbel, 84, of Bloom City, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Leona L. Kelbel, 84, of Bloom City. Ronnie Rowe Colson, 86, of Steuben, died June 21st. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 4 at Boscobel Bowen Banquet with a private burial to follow. Words of remembrance will be shared at 3. In honor of Rowe, the family encourages guests to wear casual attire or their favorite Steuben, Ford, or racing apparel. Memorials may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad, Boscobel Fire Department, Steuben First Responders, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, or charity of your choice. Kendall Funeral Services of Boscobel is assisting the family with arrangements for Ronald E. Ronnie Rowe Colson, 86, of Steuben. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of Rural Hill Point, died June 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 3 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Memorials can be made to the family of Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of Rural Hill Point. Francis R. Heenick, 91 of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsborough, died July 2nd. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at St. John's Catholic Church, Dilley. Burial will be in the Bohemian Brotherhood Wopat Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasateg Funeral Home in Lafarge Sunday from 1 to 4. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Francis R. Heenick, 91 of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsborough. Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61 of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet, died Thursday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 2nd from 2 until 6 at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Lawrence Edward, Larry Kramer, 61 of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet. Grace J. Frutiger, 94 of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A private family ceremony will be set at a later date. In honor of her memory, the family invites you to write someone a letter, take a walk in nature, sit down with a good book, and or spend some thoughtful time in prayer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Grace J. Frutiger, 94 of Richland Center.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Get ready for horsepower, hometown pride, and one wild ride.
One wild ride.
It's the 13th annual Casanova Area Tractor Pull.
Saturday, July 12th at Casanova Memorial Park.
Pulling starts at 7 p.m. with heart-pounding action from classes like Too Hot to Farm, Outlaw Farm Stock, Altered Gas Trucks, and more.
$10 admission. Kids 10 and under get in free.
It's loud, it's fast, and it's the pull you don't want to miss.
Be there Saturday, July 12th in Casanova.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, a nice summery day today. Temperature is still kind of warm, though, hitting those mid-80s, with the winds barely moving. Now they're out of the north, around 5 miles per hour, with clouds starting to increase tonight. This, of course, is the next system strikes. Lows will fall to the low 60s, and tomorrow morning we could see some patchy fog. Otherwise, spotty showers are also possible in the morning. But don't get me wrong, we will see some dry hours throughout the day. It'd actually be partly sunny, rather muggy, and then by the late afternoon, more rain and thunderstorms start to spark. Those will continue into the early evening, winding down at night, with another wave expected overnight. Now, some of those could be pretty heavy. Honestly, flash flooding localized in some spots isn't out of the question. These storms these days are packing quite a punch, anywhere from a quick 1 to potentially 4 inches as possible. And if the storms sit and stall over the same spots, just like yesterday, down in Chicago, flash flooding, water rescues needed, that can happen here too. So just be careful and heads up. Now you're aware. Because that risk stays the case into Friday and even for Saturday as well. Rounds and waves of heavy showers and thunderstorms. Now at the moment, we're not looking at any really strong to severe with tornadoes or things like that. But gusty winds, hail is definitely possible, and that rain. Especially because it's going to be a hot and humid air mass to be working with. Highs on Friday in the mid-80s. We continue that for Saturday, Sunday, and it gets even warmer Monday and Tuesday. We start to flirt with 90 degrees. And paired with the dew points in the mid-70s, it's going to be, of course, feeling more like the mid-90s. So a very sticky, hot start to next week. More chances of showers and storms, too, Monday, Tuesday, increasing into Wednesday, so an active one. So be sure to get that grass cut on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny and 80 degrees after a high today of 86 and a morning low of 63. Yesterday's high was 90 and we received 3/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1938 is 98 degrees with a record low of 44 set back in 1961. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 63. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:43 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:31. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.05, and we did receive 1/100ths of an inch of rain around 9:30 this morning. And once again, our current temperature is 80 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Last night in Church League softball action, the Mission remains undefeated, erupting for 13 runs in the sixth inning, defeating Richland Baptist Temple 2 by a score of 26-7. Quinn Tidrick had a homer, while Lyle Fish Jr. and Seth Paulson went 5-for-6. St. Mary's downed Boscobel Assembly of God 22-7. Julie Cairns was 3-for-3 in the night with a RBI, Father Kuhn, and Brian Plumer both added home runs. The Knights of Columbus outscored Grace Community 19-3. Josh Kepler scored 3 runs, and Caleb Frawley had 6 RBIs to lead the Knights. And Richland Baptist Temple 1 beat Free Methodist, 10-5. Andy Niemeyer led Free Methodist, going 3-for-3 with a double and 2 RBIs. Braden Burns had a web gem catch. And Church of the Nazarene had a bye. In a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Jackson Churio singled home Sal Frelick with the winning run in the 10th inning as the Milwaukee Brewers rallied to beat Los Angeles 3-2 to complete their first home sweep of the Dodgers in franchise history. The Brewers' only 2 previous sweeps of the Dodgers came at Los Angeles in May of 2012 and August of 2017. The NL West leading Dodgers have lost 6 straight. Milwaukee's Trevor McGill struck out Freddie Freeman, Andy Pages, and Tommy Edman in order in the top of the 10th after the Brewers tied the game against Tanner Scott in the 9th. The Brewers have tomorrow off and will open a 3-game series before All-Star break on Friday against the Washington Nationals at American Family Field. Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Tyler Glasnow returns from the injured list caused reliever Alexis Diaz to be sent down to the minor leagues one day after getting called up. Glasnow was activated in time to start the Dodgers' afternoon matchup with the Brewers as the NL West leaders attempted to snap a 5-game skid. Glasnow had been dealing with shoulder inflammation and last pitched for the Dodgers since April 27th. Diaz still hasn't pitched for the Dodgers since they acquired him from Cincinnati in a May 29th trade that sent minor league pitcher Mike Villani to the Reds. Defending NBA Cup champion Milwaukee will play its group stage games in this season's tournament against New York, Chicago, Charlotte, and Miami. The league on Wednesday unveiled the group's for the third year of the tournament, which tips off on October 31st. Group play continues through November 28th. Quarterfinals will be December 9th and December 10th, with the tournament semifinals on December 13th in Las Vegas. The championship game, which will not count towards the season record and statistics for either of the clubs involved, is December 16th in Las Vegas. Longtime Bucks assistant coach Joe Prunty is leaving Doc Rivers' staff for a similar position with the Orlando Magic. Prunty first arrived in Milwaukee 11 years ago. He has served as interim head coach twice during his two stretches with the team. One potential replacement is Rajon Rondo, who has been serving as a guest coach for the Bucks.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed wraps up a three-day position training session in Miami today. The so-called wideout workshop is led by former NFL standout Chad Johnson. Reed had led Green Bay in receiving in both of his seasons, topping 1,000 yards last year. He's fine-tuning his skills 2 weeks before the start of the Packers training camp on July 23rd. University of Wisconsin students will pay more for football tickets this season. The athletic department has announced the price is going up by $25.50 to a total of $245. The charge includes a $20 service fee. The increase means UW students will pay more than students at all Big Ten conference schools but Ohio State and Penn State. Those tickets go on sale starting next week. Major League Baseball plans to use its robot umpire technology for ball strike challenges in Tuesday's All-Star Game Atlanta, another step towards possible regular season use next season. And MLB says it intends to make the All-Star announcement tomorrow. Teams won 52.2% of their ball strike challenges during the spring training test, with 617 of 1,182 challenges successful in the 288 exhibition games using the automated ball strike system. ABS was installed at 13 spring training ballparks hosting 19 teams, and an animation of the pitch was shown on video boards showing spectators the challenge result. And Deion Sanders is not discussing his health issues at Big 12 football media days. The Colorado coach, entering his third season, focused on his team instead. Sanders has been absent from football camps in Boulder since April with no explanation from the school. He expressed gratitude for support from Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark and fellow coaches who checked on him regularly. This season marks Sanders' first without his sons on the team, as both have moved to the NFL. Sanders, now the Big 12's highest paid coach, has a $54 million contract through 2029. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your really expensive limited edition sneakers and your new suit for your cousin's wedding. Except you never actually bought the suit because you can't stop buying sneakers. So you show up to the wedding looking like you're going grocery shopping. But hey, at least your sneakers will look good in the pictures. Until you're cropped out of every last one of them. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu on Tim Slack Auction Realty. A reminder, we will be switching our hay auctions to every other week. We will not have a hay sale this Wednesday, but we will have one next Wednesday. And you can buy hay or bedding throughout the week, Monday through Friday. Tractors, balers, rakes, stock trailer, and much more. Online only auction ending July 9th at 6 p.m. Soft close. 175 acres of vacant land located near Wyalusing. Online only auction up and running right now. For info, call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timslackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetu. Have a great day.
Corn and hogs were higher Wednesday. Cattle finished mixed and soybeans closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition. Why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower. Development conditions generally look favorable, even if there are crop rating concerns in some areas. Domestic crush demand solid, and that's canceling out some of the slow export impact. August beans were down 12 and a quarter at 10.09. September was 11 lower at 9.97 and a half. August bean meal was $1.30 lower at 269.40, and August bean oil was down 82 points at 53.29. Corn was modestly higher, oversold and due for a bounce, monitoring crop conditions, expecting modest changes to production Friday by the USDA. Ethanol production had a four-week high, while stocks were a four-week low. September corn was up 1 1/4 at 399 and a quarter, and December was 1 1/4 higher at 415 and a half. And wheat was mixed. Parts of the Central Plains are expected to see minor near-term harvest delays due to rain. USDA will also be updating U.S. and world wheat production estimates on Friday. September Chicago was 3/4 lower at 547. September Kansas City was 1 1/2 higher at 524. September Minneapolis wheat was up 1 3/4 at 631 and a half. Live cattle were mostly higher and feeders were up, preparing for this week's direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner is going to have more on that in just a moment. August live was down 20 at 219.77. October was up 52 at 217.35. August feeders were $1.35 higher at 320.47, and September was up 85 at 320.02. And hogs were supported by technical buying and the higher midday move in pork. August lean was up 45 cents at 107.22, and the October contract was 80 higher at 93.77. Megan Grebner is going to be up with that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed three times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Cash cattle trade activity was relatively quiet on Wednesday. A few scattered bids did surface at $225 to $227 live in the South. Asking prices held firm at $228 to $230 live in the South, but didn't surface in the North. Box beef closed sharply lower with light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down $659 at $386.45. Select was $519 lower at $373.27. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head, down 5,000 on the weekend, down nearly 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs at the major directs were weak. The solid negotiated run, barrels and gills at the national daily direct were down 12 cents with a weighted average of 111.90. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of 111.88, and at the Western Corn Belt, it was a weighted average of 111.99. Pork values, end of the day firm, up a nickel at 112.06, and estimated hog slaughter was 478,000 head, up 5,000 on the week, and up more than 3,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. The ag industry continues to grapple with ongoing uncertainty over the future of farm labor.
We have a problem that's been going on for 50 years. You can't solve it overnight.
Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen says farmers and ranchers are in desperate need of a solution.
Let's figure out how people that have been here for 30 years helping us put food on the shelves, how we can make that work.
More news up next on Brownfield.
I'm Naheem Hines, proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom has muscular dystrophy, and the MDA helps her and kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. And MDA funds over 150 care centers for kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Learn more at MDA.org today.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Extension ag economist with the University of Missouri says there are incentives for farmers to hold on to grain ahead of the fall harvest. Ben Brown tells Brownfield.
I know there's always this theory of at some point you start trying to maximize returns and you start minimizing losses. But even where we sit today, I just don't think we're going to see a whole lot of movement.
The CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture says a chief ag negotiator is needed in the office of the U.S. Trade Representative.
It is a focus issue.
Ted McKinney tells Brownfield USTR Jameson Greer and staff have represented U.S. agriculture well as trade discussions happen with several countries. But
the ag negotiator is focused only on ag.
U.S. ethanol production rose slightly over the past week. Production averaged 1,085,000 barrels per day, up 9,000 on the week. More news online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett.
U.S. soybean exports could face pressure from the new China and Brazil trade deal. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. In this episode of Managing for Profit, we'll look at what this trade deal could mean for soybean prices and how producers can stay competitive as ongoing trade tensions add volatility to U.S. trade. We'll find out more with Ohio State's Ian Sheldon right after this on Brownfield.
Hey sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Economist at Ohio State University says ongoing uncertainty around trade policy adds volatility to U.S. trade. Ian Sheldon says continued trade tensions with China could impact the bottom line for U.S. farmers.
Depending on the degree of retaliation by China, I think there's a real potential to, over the coming year, and if things stay in place for a certain period of time, of losing quite a bit of export market revenue, and that would be dominated by soybeans and then corn.
Sheldon tells Brownfield, U.S. soybean exports could face pressure from the recently announced trade deal between China and Brazil.
Importantly, soybeans are very important, so in 2023, China, I think Brazil's share of Chinese imports is about 70%. In 2023, Brazil's agricultural exports to China hit $60.24 billion. U.S. exports of soybeans to China in 2023 had fallen to less than 30%. So China and Brazil can only intensify, and U.S. corn and soybean exporters would suffer lower prices on the world market as those soybeans that might otherwise have gone to China get diverted to other markets and necessarily diminish U.S. exporters' terms of trade.
He tells Brownfield the future of the Trump administration's trade policy remains uncertain as the U.S. Court of Appeals considers the legality of tariff actions.
If it does go against them and they abide by their ruling, that pushes the administration back to the way it approached tariffs in 2018-2019. Instead of being across the board, would be much more sector-oriented and maybe country-oriented than they otherwise already are.
He says the U.S. needs to explore other export opportunities in Asia, but
emerging economies, particularly in other parts of Asia, Vietnam, Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, there seems to be a correlation between where those high tariffs might be placed and where our potential markets for export expansion are. I think it's very unlikely that this administration is going to seek to sign any new complete free trade agreements as opposed to these sort of one-off trade deals that they appear to be trying to negotiate with a variety of trading partners.
Sheldon says developing strong trade policy and exploring new trade relationships will be key to expanding U.S. exports. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
When it comes to construction, start with a name you can trust, Harchi Lumber. Known for quality selection and competitive pricing, they've been building their reputation from the ground up since 1969. Before you begin your next project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. From lumber, drywall, and wood studs to windows, doors, roofing, insulation, cement, molding, and more, if you need it, they've got it. Build with confidence. Build with quality. Build with Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Change. Fence needs mending, house needs paint. I got a million things that need to be done, but baby, I can only focus on one. The way you're looking back at me right now, I'm thinking about everything I shouldn't be thinking about. You're playing with my mind, baby, ain't no doubt. I'm thinking about everything I shouldn't be thinking about.
Baby, you've always had a one-track mama always told me boys like you would run, not for keeps. You called me up to tell me you were working late, but I heard right now you're dancing with little Miss Jane.
If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call Barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Get ready for a weekend packed with fun, food, and hometown pride. It's the Plain Fire and EMS three-day celebration, July 25th through the 27th at Plain Community Park. Friday kicks things off with a youth softball tournament at 2. Live music from High Mileage, 7 to 11. Saturday brings more youth baseball and softball, the Travis Janitka Memorial Volleyball Tournament at 10:30, and a beanbag tournament with cash prizes. Live music continues with Sean Shell from 4 to 7, and then Rock Out with Cherry Pie, 8 until 11. Sunday starts with a parade at 11 a.m. Bring the entire family for the beach luau theme and win cash for the top three floats. Then stick around for the famous chicken barbecue, live music from Donnie Razek, a children's pedal pull, fire truck rides, and more. Food, cold beer, live entertainment all weekend long. Follow Plain Fire and EMS on Facebook for updates. Please, no carry-ins.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Coming this July.
And also this August.
It's Little Shop
of Horrors.
It's a comedy.
It's a musical.
Come see Seymour fall in love with Audrey.
Come see Seymour fall in love with the plant.
Come see Seymour and Audrey sing to each other.
Come see Seymour feed Audrey's boyfriend to the plant.
What?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come cheer as Seymour's boss promises to adopt him.
Come gasp as Seymour feeds him to the plant.
What? Him too?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come hear the doo-wop girls sing you the story.
Come hear the plant sing Feed Me.
The plant can sing?
And eat. A lot of people.
I don't want to hear it.
It's all part of Little Shop of Horrors.
At Richland Center High School, July 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Showtimes at 7 o'clock p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
And 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for kids.
With a family package of two adults and any number of kids for $50.
Don't miss Little Shop of Horrors.
It's a dark comedy, but it's really a lot of fun.
100.9 WRCO.
In the cold wind, watch the world roll by. Don't need to know where we're going, don't need to know why. Hell with the white lines, don't read the stop signs. Just need a pit stop every now and then along the roadside. I'm a rider, I'm a rover, I'm a different breed. Backseat driver with a pedigree. Life looks better. Passenger seat, pick up the keys, let's go. I'm a road dog. I'm a road dog. I'm mud on the back seats, hair on your good clothes, dog breath and paw prints, wet nose smudges on the windows. Love me a truck stop. Love me a hotel. Love me a drive-thru. Finger-licking chicken if it goes well. If I know we're leaving, I'm the first in line. Brand new journey for me every time. Don't want company, I'll change your mind. Pack up the treats, let's roll. I'm a road dog. I
can tell by the way you've been turning men down. Not your ordinary guy is gonna do. You've been waiting for that someone who can turn your head around. Well now, honey, I'm that special one for you. Yeah, there may be a million fish out in that ocean. You must find one that's right for you somehow. But it's up to you, I'm here for years. Till the night I'm despaired, I'm Mr. Right. Oh, Mr. Right Now. And if you choose to be my wife, I would love you all my life. Make love all night long, and in the morning I'd be gone. I'm Mr. Right, oh Mr. Right Now. Yeah, there may be a million fish out in that ocean, so you must find one that's right for you somehow. You guys. Well, it's up to you, I'm here for years, till the nighttime disappears. Mr. Right, oh Mr. Right Now. I'm Mr. Ryan forever, just until whenever. Mr. Ryan, oh Mr. Right Now.
Going down like a sunset, burning out like a cigarette, blowing through the cash, through the past, drinking down that memory till there's nothing left. I could go on and on. Why you gone? I could blame it on the whiskey. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't even miss me. Gave you a million reasons, girl, not to be with me. Should've never let you go. Should've never. Trying to fight through the daylight. Wonder where you at, and just like that, I'm looking back on what I had when you were mine. I could go on.
101.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, at least 119 have died following the July 4th flash floods, and 170 are still missing. ABC News has learned the city of Kerrville recently approved a contract for a system to help monitor water levels along the Guadalupe River. Here's ABC's John Santucci.
Back in April, residents and officials down in Kerrville had actually entertained a proposal from a company for a little over $70,000 to install a siren system. Today, ABC News has learned that just last month, that contract was signed, executed, ready to go, and a kickoff meeting with that company to begin the process of installing the sirens was set to begin the middle of this month.
President Trump signaled Israel and Hamas are getting closer to finalizing a possible Gaza ceasefire deal. New tariff letters sent out to a half a dozen countries today. President Trump warning that those tariffs will kick in if deals aren't made by August 1st. This is ABC News.